Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Lucia Garibaldi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for being here.
And we're going to be talking about the film that is actually screening right now as we are recording this interview, The Sharks. So, just for the benefit of our listeners, before we start talking about the film in more details, would you like to introduce your film and tell us just a tiny bit about what it talks about, its story?
It's a story about a young girl growing up and discovering sexuality and herself, I mean. It's about a character, not a story, I think.
It's a character-driven coming-of-age story, some might say, you know, who want to frame the film. But yeah, I mean, this film, there's a lot of things I find that are very unique to it. And I was wondering, is any of it autobiographical as well?
No, it isn't. But if it were, I wouldn't say it, because it's terrible.
No spoilers.
She's kind of evil. Yeah. But I think there are some things about, like, YouTube videos or some kind of, like, things about, like, the family dynamic or the environment, the town that where was shoot the film. So that has to do a lot with me. But I'm nothing like her. I mean, I really work hard in inventing these characters.
So you are familiar with the environment? Did you grow up in a place like this?
No, but I went. We have my family have a summer a beach house over there. Yes, I live in Montevideo, in the capital of my country. But I know very well this place.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually I did the scouting with my mother, because she knows every place, every corner. Yeah.
Oh really? So she's almost a producer of the film, right?
Yes, of course, always. In Latin America, the parents are always producers.
We're here with the producer of the film, who's sitting at our table now, actually. So would you want to say hi, actually?
Hi, everyone. Thank for the interview.
What's your name?
I'm Pancho Manu.
Yeah, just going back to the film, actually, the family dynamic, interesting, because I feel like that's a theme that's that cinema revolves around a lot, but it's a very interesting take that you have on it. Why are you drawn to the theme of family?
I wanted to make a film about the things I know. So I started to write the film when I was like 25 years old. So I wanted to speak about something that I knew. I knew about being a teenager. I was living with my parents, so because otherwise I wouldn't know what to say about it. So I needed to know what I was speaking about.
So it's like the expression, write about what you know, make movies about what you know. Is that the same thing?
Maybe, yes, yes, yes. For me, it's better.
You know, but being a sibling myself, I mean, you know, I'm the eldest of three. I always notice things about personalities, too, between siblings. In this film, the lead, the protagonist, has a sister who is almost completely the opposite to her. Was that something that you thought about as well? How personalities are shaped, especially when you're a teenager?
Yes, personalities, for me, that's something that that might be the most interesting thing for me in the world, the personalities.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because my mother is a psychiatrist.
Oh,
I don't know.
There you go. I knew we would get to something.
No, but I like conversations. I like the way of being. I like the way of that people think. And I think that's the most interesting thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah, don't you?
I think that, but I would think that we always have different personalities. Like right now, we're doing an interview, but we're actually performing parts. I'm the interviewer, you're the interviewee. It's like we're actors, you know. I think there's our personality, our real personality is very hard to... I don't even know my real personality. I don't know.
And it's full of contradictions. I mean, and the personality of the main character, of the shark, is full of contradictions.
Right. Talking about the film, sharks are obviously involved, but they're very important. But I thought that maybe... is there like a symbolic reference to it? That's what I was thinking. Is it a symbolic thing that it's specifically sharks?
Yes, I think... there's a kind of allegory, like the teenagers and the sharks, and this particular girl who is evil and tender at the same time, and she moves under the surface, and nobody sees her, and she acts like quickly, like a shark.
And there's also the evil side as well that you thought of.
Yes.
Is it also because you find that the teenage years in particular are so vulnerable, but also that there's a little violence in our teenage years. You know, they're a little brutal as well.
Yes, and I think being a teenager is being handling the awkwardness all the time. So I wanted to show that, and I think there's something cute about that, and about making the decision. She's always making the bad decision. If she wants something, she's going to get it like in the bad way. You know, she likes to be kind of evil. And I think that's cute.
No, I think that's cute too, actually. It's very interesting to me. In fact, you know, well, let's be honest, it was very rare up to a while ago that we saw a lead teenage girl character that was behaving like the one that is the lead in your movie, right? Am I wrong in saying that? Did you always have that feeling, maybe even growing up, that there wasn't enough characters like her?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there aren't, not female, right, at least, because maybe females have to be more weak, and she isn't.
Yeah,
she's strong.
Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to see a character like her in a movie.
And dare I say, was it also part of the reason why you made this movie, that you would like to see more representations of female characters like that?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
What do you think? We talked about personalities. What's your opinion on stereotypes?
I don't know. I'm so bored about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's 2000 what? We are in 2000 what?
What?
Yes, I don't know. I get bored. When I'm watching a film and I know what is going to happen all the time, like, you know, like in the third act and the second act, the protagonist and the antagonist, and I don't know, I get bored.
Yeah, you get bored.
Yeah.
You would never make a film like that.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
See, that's good. But it's hard, I think, isn't it? Because then, you know, it makes it harder, I think, to not only make a story like that, but also to put it out there in the world. I mean, aren't you ever afraid that people maybe will not understand so much? Because, let's face it, you know, it's cinema. When it comes to cinema, we're all over the world watching the same movies.
Yes.
So why do you make movies?
Yeah, I like this conversation. You're like putting on the table. You're going like
trying to understand
into the neck. I don't think it's hard to do it. I think we were really lucky with this film, because we are now in Czech Republic and we are from Uruguay, and the people from the other half of the world watching it, so it's magic. So I think this is a proof that it can be done.
It
can be done, and festivals, thanks God, they are like the festivals are screening, pantallas. How do you say it? Screenings for the world.
Yeah.
So it can be done. Yeah. Maybe you don't get rich, but
no. Would you like to be rich?
Always, obviously.
That's the best question in this interview.
That's why she made that movie, became rich.
I knew exactly. It.
You can ask me what
how rich do you live with that?
How much money is in your bank account? No, I would never ask that.
It's a simple question. Answer.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. This is. I don't like to talk about bank accounts. All right, well, you know, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. I really thought the film was so interesting to watch and fascinating. I'm happy that it's traveling.
Thank you. Thank you for being here and for asking us to talk with you.
How about the final question? What's your advice for anyone who gets bit by a shark?
Go along with it, you know? Don't be afraid of death.
Why fight it, you know? It's too late anyways.
Yes, let it go.
All right. Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.